May Christ's peace be with you. My name is Father Tom Fogarty, and I would like to say a few words about our institute, the Holy Family Institute. Now, what do we mean by institute? We mean an organized form of living one's Christian life. Is institute living just for a few people? In practice, possibly, but in theory, it could be for everyone. Nothing in life is more important than to live one's baptismal commitment to the full. There is no way better to do this than in union of mind and heart and prayer with other people. Left to oneself, there is a tendency to drift from one popular devotion to another, and eventually to no devotion at all. Moreover, the attachment to popular devotions is sometimes purely sentimental. This is not a solid ground for strong and consistent Christian living, lasting until death. But you may say, is it not also true that one's devotion in an institute is confined within narrow limits? I reply, it is a common fact of human life that those who specialize in any field render an extremely valuable service to those whom their special skill intends to benefit. This is true of science, where dedicated people may work for years or even for a lifetime, totally concentrated on finding a cure for a special disease or a special invention. Nobody describes these sciences as being confined or limited. Rather, the opposite. It is commitment like this to one central goal that has made the world a better place for hundreds of millions. What is true of science is true also of religion. While each Christian must follow the path God appears to want for him or her, it is also true that those who concentrate on one aspect of their faith thereby do untold good to others. The contemplative vocation is a typical example, but the principle can be applied to any form of church commitment. So therefore you ask, would it be true to say that vows in this institute are not really a limitation? Most certainly. What vows do is concentrate all the energy and talents of the member on a specific goal. And this, as we have just seen, is a significant advantage for the member and for the whole church. A vow is a free promise to do something for God which is not of obligation. What does the word consecration mean? We find that also in the institute. It implies being set apart for some specific purpose. So we speak of a consecrated altar, a consecrated chalice, a consecrated church, and finally a consecrated person, meaning a Christian who has been set apart for a specific work in the church, as contrasted with the general style church membership, which is involved in baptism. In the case of the institute, we are set apart, and we set apart our daily family lives without changing them essentially, by orienting our thoughts, words, and actions to the goals of the institute. What is the effect of membership in the institute? It puts us in a permanent situation of offering, donating, service, dedication. We are talking about situation or state. There is no necessary change of externals in our daily family lives. What changes is the situation, the state, the relationship with God of the person involved. Can we explain this better? Well, why not? Let's see. Suppose you take a pen and paper and make a request of your senator. Suppose also that the president takes the same pen, the same paper, and makes a similar request. Now, why would the president's letter be seen as more important than yours? You have the same paper, same pen, the same wording. Because of his situation, it is the president occupying a special office, and this situation gives a special importance to even the most ordinary things he does. for the very same reason. Your situation as a member of the Institute gives a special importance to even the most ordinary things you do. It is not what you do that counts, it is who you are. You give the importance to your life, to your prayer, to your action. Is it an advantage to consecrate one's married life in the Institute? Yes, it is a threefold advantage. It is an advantage for the member. The consecrated situation entitles him or her to the great value of the baptized life, and in addition to the value of the vowed or consecrated life. Each good thought, word, and action is not only valuable in itself, for example, giving an alms, saying a prayer, but is additionally valuable as a religious thought, word, or action. That is, a thought, word, or action dedicated to God, directed to God. This consecration is valuable for the family member. It is valuable for families all over the world. And those are a few thoughts about consecration and vows in the Holy Family Institute. My name is Father Tom Fogarty, and you can reach me at Box 498, Canfield, Ohio, 44406, or by phone 330-533-6646. Thank you, and God bless you.